Bezrus Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Chaf Tes in Maseches Gittin. I'm zochet to learn this daf with you from the Tivari. You hear the vaulted roof and the echoes from the old city of Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. Today's daf is going to pick up an analysis from the Mishnah on daf Chaf Ches Amid Beis in terms of a man that has gone out to be killed due to an offense. We're going to discuss in instances when he did an offense that was violating something in the kingdom, not necessarily a Jewish kingdom, but he ticked off the ruling party, and unfortunately he's being sent out to death, or a case of where he's been sent out to death due to Bezdin Shel Yisrael. The Mishnah had told us that Hayotze Lahare on Chaf Ches Amid Beis, in the last lines of the Mishnah, Noistin Alein Chumrei Chayim V'Chumrei Meisim. We give him the stringencies of someone who has died and someone who is alive. And that means that whether she was married to a Kohen who's been taken out to death, and she was a Bas Yisrael, or she was a Bas Kohen that was married to Yisrael, since we're not positive that he's died, Lo Tocha B'Truma, the Mishnah concludes, she won't eat Truma. So Gemara will analyze different cases of when an individual is taken out to death. Either he's being taken out to death by a ruling authority, not necessarily for the right reasons, or he's taken out to death because he was Chayv Mises Bezdin from a Bezdin Yisrael. Then we will go on to discuss the status of an individual who sends a get when he was sick, and the different halachos that emerge in terms of how one sends a get when one is sick, whether we assume that the individual is alive, or do we have to be choshesh that the individual died? What happens in terms of the process of shlichus? Could another shliach appoint a third shliach? Different situations and permutations in which one shliach appoints another. And then we're going to conclude the daf, just introduced to the idea of shliach shelo nitein legerishin, a new requirement in the halachas of shlichus. So let's Beis Hashem begin. The bottom line of Chaf Ches Amid Beis, Ika de Amri Amr of Yosef. The Gemara is going to give us a characterization of our Mishnah and limit the scope of the Mishnah that we had learned, that Hayotze Lahareg, we can't assume that the person has been killed. Amr of Yosef, some reported Rav Yosef is saying the following, Loi Shanu, when did our Mishnah say that we don't assume that the person is dead? El Bezen Shol De Kochavim. Avol the Bezin Shel Yisrael continues the Gemara Tap Layach of Tesam and Aleph. Kivin the Nafik Leidina Lekdala Katulei. Bezin Shel Yisrael is more reliable. Once he's taken out to a Din Torah to be killed, then in such a case we presume that he was killed. And if he's killed, so then the Bas Yisrael who's married to a Kohen will no longer be able to eat Truma. And if she's a Bas Kohen that was married to the husband that was killed, then she could eat Truma the moment that he's Yatzal Lahari. Amalei Abayi responded to Rav Yosef, Bezdin Shel Yisrael Neami. Why do you assume that Bezdin Shel Yisrael is more efficient? Is it because that, let's say, Shlichei Bezdin are less bribable than they are in Mexico? Yeah, they have to extradite to America. Amalei Abayi, Bezdin Shel Yisrael Neami. Efshe, when it comes to a Bezdin of Yisrael also, Efshe Dechazilei Zechusa. The same would apply, not because they're bribable. No, Dayone Yisrael have to be upright and honest. However, after the Chazalei Zechusa, they might find a Zechus. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that there is a mitzvah when it comes to Dinei Nefashos to search for a Zechus on behalf of the one who is sent out Lemisa. We're not interested in a Bezdin of Katzlanim, a Bezdin that's constantly killing. After the Chazalei Zechusa, Ki Chazalei Zechusa, answers the Gemara, it's true. We search for his chus, however, mikmeid le Gemara dina. Basar Gemara dina sulo chazalei zchus. So when do we look for his chus? That's only prior to the verdict. However, after the verdict, we don't look for his chus, and it's not overturned due to a chus. Lema misayele, says Gemara, if that's true, let us now conclude that there's a discussion in both Sanhedrin Mem Hei Makis Dav Zayin Kol Mokum Shiyamdu Shnayim V'Yemru Me'idin Anu Es Ish Pliny Shenig Mardinoi B'Bezdin Shel Pliny U'Pliny U'Pliny Edav Harezu Yehareg. In an instance in which two people testify that there was a individual who was Chayiv Misa, let's say Reuven was judged and there was a verdict that he was Chayiv Misa due to the fact that he was a murderer, and then Reuven's still walking around, And two Edim say, we sat through the judicial proceedings. Maybe he escaped, Shawshank Redemption, whatever it might be. However, the guy got away. But at the end of the day, the guy got away. So then the halacha is going to be as follows. We accept those Edim to say, we know for sure that he's Chayav Misa, and we will kill him in another court. So what do we see? We see that when it comes to Zechusa, we don't take Zechusa into account. The Gemara is deducing as follows when it says Le Mesayeli. How do we know for sure that this guy was pronounced Chayav Misa? Yes, he was once pronounced Chayav Misa, and then they found the Zechus, and if there's a 1% chance that the guy was a Chayav Misa, maybe because Beis Din changed its mind on the Psak, we wouldn't put the guy to death in another Beis Din. So that would be a good proof, says the Gemara, no, Dilma Boreach Shani. Maybe the fact that he's a prison escapee, actually, even though for the movies, it makes the individuals more likable, nevertheless, the truth is not that way. That Boreach, the Gemara suggests, is an indicator on some level of his level of guilt, and therefore the 1% chance will be undermined by the guile of the prisoner who actually escaped. Tashma, Shamam Bezin Shel Yisrael, Shel Yoimrim Ish Plaini Meis, Ish Plaini Nerag, Yasiu Es Ishtoi. If Bezin heard, or an individual, more precisely, an individual heard from Beis Din, an individual was pronounced by a Beis Din as being put to death, so then his wife could be married off. However, if it wasn't from a Beis Din, but rather it was mikumontrisim, people who are in charge, like commandos, who are in charge of shel ovdei kochavim, they said, ish plani meis, ish plani nerag, al yisiu es ishto. They don't marry off the wife. My mace. What exactly is the definition over here of mace? Does it mean that he's put to death? He's going to be put to death. Was put to death. My nerek. Elena makes mamish. Nerek mamish. If you're going to say that it means that he was literally put to death and literally killed. The kavasei gabay ovde kochavim. The parallel by a case of ovde kochavim. Amai al yisiu es ishto. Why is it that by a guy, if the guy report that he was killed, then that should be enough. Hakai Malon, why would we say that a guy would believe? The halacha is when we're talking about reporting on a husband's death, we say that a guy is neman misiach lefituma, as the Rambam paskins in the end of Hilchos Gerushin. So if that's so why over here would we not marry off the wife, even if they're going? El lav. Mace yotzei lamos. Now we're talking about the phenomenon of do we assume someone died when he was taken out to be put to death? V'nerag yotzei l'harag uktani. And on this we learn Bezin Shal Yisrael siwas ishta. We see that Bezin Shal Yisrael has that believability, as we had suggested earlier, that once Bezin Shal Yisrael is reported that they're taking someone out to be put to death, there's already a chazaka that they were put to death, and you don't have the Chumrei Chaim and the Chumrei Mesim as described earlier on Chavches on the base. Says the Gemara, no. La'oila meis mamish v'nerig mamish. Really, we're talking about a case where a Jewish person reported that they had already put him to death, or he had already died. The kavasa gabe akum, and the parallel by akum amay lo. Why akum is neman mesiach lefitumai? Va'kaimon dechom mesiach lefitumai hemunuyehem mehemne, that they are believed. And for the Gemara, hani milim misal de lo shaychiba. When do we say that the halacha is that mesiach lefitumam, they're believed, if it's something that doesn't directly relate to them? In other words, they were telling a story because of a good bullfight that they were enjoying. Mesiach lefitumam, they mentioned that there was a Jew that was killed in that bullfight. So then in such a case, that's mesiach lefitumam, they're believed. But something that relates to their profession, their reputation, or something like that, like whether they effectively killed somebody, and their profession is killers, so they brag, they boast that they effectively killed. So then, Abdi Lachzuke Shikrayu, then they'll want to strengthen a lie, and they will lie in such a case, and a goy would not be believed, even though Beis Din Shel Yisrael would be believed, and the nafkamina is whether the woman is no longer an aguna. If it's a Beis Din Shel Yisrael, she would no longer be aguna. If it's an akum, then she would be an aguna. And the question over here is how to define the Mishnah of Chavches Amabes. We now go on to the new Mishnah. Hamevi get be'eretz Yisrael v'chala. If an individual brings a get in Eretz Yisrael, and unlike the previous cases where we discussed the mishaleach, living or dying, but here, now we have a new case where the shliach becomes sick. Hareza mishalchoi biyad acher. He is allowed to appoint another shliach that will take his place. Vim amar loy. But if the Baal said to the shliach, tol loy heimena chafetz ploini, that when you go to deliver to my wife the get, take from her that a particular object, lo yishalchenu biyad acher. Then he can't appoint another shliach. Why? She'ein retzaynoi she'ei pikdoynoi biyad acher. Because he doesn't want the Baal, if he specifically requested the shliach to return with an item, so then that's a rule that we have in Bava Metzia, on Daf Lamed Vav, that the Baal Pikadon, when he asks a shomer to watch his Pikadon, wants that particular individual to be the shomer, and not anybody else. And that halacha in Bava Metzia is going to affect Hilchos Gittin as well, that he can no longer create another shliach, because it's clear the Baal wanted him, and only him, to bring the get. The Gemara now begins to discuss the halachos of a shliach that becomes sick. Amar Rav Kahana, cholatnan. Rav Kahana said we were talking about a case of where the shliach got sick. Asks the Gemara, pshita, cholaktani. Yeah, it says in the Mishnah he got sick. It says, and for the Gemara, mao, the same I would have thought, tu adin acha gavdaloi chala, that the same halacha applies, that he could point another shliach whether he's sick or not. V'haidiktani chala orcha demilsaktani. And it just means that he just doesn't want to bring it, either because he's sick or because he'd rather go to the baseball game. Either way, he doesn't want to bring the get. Kamash malan, the chidush is that only when he becomes sick can he be able to appoint somebody else. Rashi adds that doesn't only mean sickness, any type of oinus, but if he's not an oinus, he wants to go to the baseball game, then according to this opinion of the Gemara, he would not be able to appoint another shliach. Heichi dami, exactly how did the Baal appoint this shliach that became sick? So let's give everybody names. Let's say Yosef is the Baal. He appoints Reuven to take the get, to be his shliach to bring to his wife. And Reuven gets sick, and we learn in our Mishnah, he could appoint Shimon in his stead. If the Baal said take, even if Reuven doesn't get sick, the halacha is that he's allowed to appoint another shliach. Rashi explains, because he didn't say explicitly that he wants, that Yosef didn't state explicitly that he wants Reuven to take it. And if he says to him, you take, then even if he gets sick, then Reuven can't appoint Shimon, because Yosef said specifically that he wants Reuven, not Shimon. V'Rab Shim Gamliel, and if you're going to follow the opinion of Rab Shim Gamliel, afilu cholanami, even if the individual becomes sick, la, he shouldn't be able to appoint another shliach. Who's this Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Explains the Gemara, Desanya. What I'm making reference to, says Ravina Rav Ashi in the Halakha Gemara, is based on a braisa, Halakha Gezeli Ishti, Hareza Mishalcha Biyad Acher. If a person sends a get with Reuven, Yosef sends Reuven to bring a get to his wife, then in such a case, Reuven's allowed to appoint Shimon in his stead. Atoylich getzelishti. However, if Yosef said to Reuven, you bring this get, then in such a case he can't send it with somebody else. Reb Shimon Gamliel oimer, bein kach u bein kach, ein ha-shliach eisa shliach. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that one shliach cannot make another shliach. So the Gemara is left with a question at the end of the day, who is the Tana? According to the Tana Kama, there should be no problem to appoint a shliach. According to Reb Shimon Gamliel, there should be. One answer is that the Mishnah that says hoylech, it's acceptable for him to make another shliach, that was talking about not only that he was hoylech, but also he became sick. Then in such a case, he can make another shliach. V'ibayisei ma'ata hoylech v'chala shani. That you have to say, even if he says atalilech, but if he gets sick, then Yosef never meant to say yudafka Reuven. He meant yudafka Reuven when you're healthy. But if you get sick, then it's oinus. Then the provision of atah no longer applies. V'ibay same Reb Shimon Gamliel. Or you could say that even Reb Shimon Gamliel says that ain shliach leis shliach applies in all instances. V'cholashani. But when he gets sick, then even Rav Shimon Gamliel would agree that even though normally, according to Tesis, the Baal is makbid, in Dibra Maskel Rav Shimon Gamliel, over here he would not be makbid. Tesis points out also that in general we do assume that Shliach could be Oysa Shliach, as the Gemara in Kedushan Daf Mim Aleph Amid Aleph says, but for some reason Rav Shimon Gamliel feels that when it comes to Gerushin, the Baal would be makbid. It's not clear from Tesis why. The Gemara continues, 12 lines from the bottom of Chav Tesam Nal. Tanat, Hamevi get Beretz Yisrael v'chola. Harezim Mishalchoi biyad acher. If someone brings a get in Eretz Yisrael and then gets sick, then he could send it along with somebody else. Frekte, the Gemara Uriminu, I'll ask you the following question. Amar l'shnayim, tnu get l'ishti, oy l'shloisha, kisvu get or tnu l'ishti, hare elu yichtuvu v'yitnu. The halacha is that he's able to have those two or three people give them. But only those two or three. In who in? Only they. I was shliach loy. But everybody else would not be acceptable. In other words, another shliach cannot be created. That seems to contradict what we had said, hareza mishalcha, in our Mishnah, biyad acher. Omar Abaye answers that there's no stira. The case of Omar l'shnayim tnu get l'ishti al shlosha kisvu tnu get l'ishti, Hasam time amai, the reason why you can't make another shliach, mishum bizayon de baal. It is a bizayon of the baal if the baal wrote and instructed, he wrote the get, and he instructed those individuals to write the get, so then they are degrading the instruction of the baal. He wanted those people, not others. Hacha baal lo kapid. But in our case, the baal showed no indication that he wanted any particular group of people. Rav Amar Mishum de Milin in him. Rav introduces the concept of Milin. Now this is a very, very important rule, and we will spend Be'ezer Hashem a little bit of time in Rashi to see how to explain this concept of Mili. This is the first time that we are being introduced in Maseches Gittin to Mili. Rav Amar Mishum de Milin Umili lo mimsrin l'shniach. Mili means words, from the word Mila. A word. Says Rava. Let's take a look at Rashi. Rava Amar Hasam, Hainu Taima, Delo Mashvi Shliach. The reason why those individuals, in the case of the Ruminu, which the Gimel we have in the Masoras HaShas, that appears on Samach Vavam and Aleph, Amar L'Shnaim Tnuget L'Ishti L'Shlosha, which is the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud over there on Samach Vavam and Aleph. The reason why they can't appoint another shliach, Chasamayin Utaimah says, Rashi lo mashvi shliach, shelo masalahem elo dvarim. He said to them, do these words. You do these words of writing the get. Ve'ein bidvarim koach lios chozim v'msarim l'acher. So the act of writing those words cannot be given over to somebody else. You can't transfer words. Words are ethereal. They can't be transferred. I will get. But what's a regular shliach? Not that he says to two people, write a get and give it. A regular shliach is that the sofer writes a get. The baal then, on behalf of the baal instructs him. And then the baal gives the get a piece of paper. Not just ethereal words, ephemeral words. But rather, the piece of paper. So for that, a shliach could create another shliach. But merely, but if the instruction is write these words, loy mimsurin l'shliach, that can't be given to a shliach. Says the Gemara, Abai and Rava's reason are emphasizing different things. May beinai, the difference between them, ikub beinai shliach matana. The difference between Abai's explanation and Rava's explanation, working backwards, Rava's idea of milu mimsurin l'shliach versus the baal being makbid, the nafkamina is a shliach matana. If a baal Abai's explains Rashi and Dibra Maskel shliach says to two edim, write a shtar matana, so that's also going to be considered mili. And mili would be lo mimsurin l'shliach. Their words, that can't be passed over to Nashiach. However, the concept of Bizayon is only applies to Bizayon the Baal. That's something unique about the pride of the Baal that doesn't apply to other cases, Umekach Umemkar. The Gemara continues on last line, last narrow line, excuse me, Upluksa the Rav Vishmuel. And this is dependent on the Machlokes Rav Vishmuel. Rav Amar Matana Enoch Get. Rav Equate Matana and Get. And so therefore, the halacha would be, Rav said matana is not like get, And therefore, just because it doesn't work by get doesn't mean that it won't work for matana. Shmuel amar matana reif get. And presumably, according to the way the Gemara had set up the structure a moment earlier, Shmuel would be arguing milo mimsra l'shliach would also prevent, in a case of matana, that if Yosef instructs Reuven to write a shtar matana, Reuven can't give that over to that instruction to Shimon because Mili lo mimsur l'shliach. The Gemara continues on the first wire line. V'im amar loy toloy himenu chafetz ploni. We learn in our Mishnah if the Baal had instructed the shliach not only to bring the get but to bring back a particular pikadon, so then in such a case can't make another shliach because of the rule in Bav Metzi ein ritzani shei pikdoni biyad acher. Amar Shlakish kan shana Rebbe. Based on this, Rebbe taught us, Ein hashoyil, roshoy lahashil. If I borrow something, I'm not allowed to lend it out from somebody else. Ve'ein hasoicher, roshoy lahaskir. And if I rent something out, I'm not allowed to rent it out to somebody else. Why? Because Ein ritzayin shei biktoni biyad acher. If I lent it to you, I wanted you to have it, not Reuven to have it. If I rented it to you, I wanted you to have it. I didn't want Reuven to have it. Amar le Rabbi Yochanan, zu afil tinoikes shel beis rabban yeid moisa. This, even the tinoikes shel beis rabban, even the kids in school know this halacha, that they're not allowed to take what they borrowed and gave it to somebody else. Elo zimid digita nami lo hada. But not only does that apply in regards to grade school, but the reason why when you send the get in such a case where he requests that the object be brought back, the Baal does, then in such a case in Hilchos Gittin, it would not be acceptable for him to make another shliach. Why? Normally it is. Dinasa kimisha amarla, because in such a case, if he asks him to bring back the object, it's as if Yosef, the husband, tells Reuven, Al tegarsha ela bebayis. Only divorce her in the house. V'girsha ba'aliyah. And the halacha is he has to divorce her in the house and not in the attic. And it can, if he makes the other guy a shliach, then it's like he had divorced her in the attic. Al tegarsha ela b'yamin, v'girsha b'smal. He says give it to her in the right hand, not the left hand. D'kule alma hecha d'nafka l'ape, v'yav lo le'chefetz, v'adu shakla mineu gita, kule alma lo pligi d'gita gita ma'al yahava. If it's a case in which the woman receives the get from another shliach, in other words, Reuven makes Shimon the shliach, Shimon brings the get, and Shimon gives it to her, but she gives the object to Reuven. So back into the words of the Gemara. Hecha denafka la'ape, v'yava le'chefetz. She gives Shimon the chefetz. V'hadar shakla mine gita, and then she takes the get from the second shliach, then it works. Keep pligi hecha de amar le, where the Baal said specifically, shkomina chefetz. First, take the chefetz from her. Vahadar havla gita, and then give her the get. Vaazel iu, and he did in the opposite order. Vyavla gita vahadar shakomina chefetz. He took the chefetz only after he gave the get. So then, Rabbi Yochanan paisel boy v'koshkein b'shlucha. Rabbi Yochanan says, since that would be invalid with the shliach himself, Reuven, certainly if Reuven appoints Shimon to do it, it'll be unacceptable. Reish Lakish says that's going to be kosher in all cases, and it falls into this category of the Baal's Ratzon being fulfilled, and it's not a case where the Baal particularly instructed him to divorce her in the house, and he divorced her in the attic. Rashi spells out in Dibur Maskil Va'azel the whole process of the Gemara. At the end of the Rashi explains that according to Reish Lakish, that there's no kpeda when he asks for the object back, and never, when it comes to the object being returned, do we ever say that it parallels the case of divorce her when she's in the house, that he has to divorce her in the house, and not allowed to divorce her in the attic. However, according to Rabbi Yochanan, as described in the Gemara above, there are times that the individual is makbid, and times not, dependent on how he instructed him and how the shliach got the object. We now have a new Mishnah, five lines on top of Chav Tesam and Beis. Hamevi get memdinas hayom. Unlike the previous Mishnah was Hamevi get me Eretz Yisrael, here we're talking about Hamevi get memdinas hayom. And we're going to see, of course, because of the halacha of the Fanei Nechtam, the halacha is going to be different than in the Mishnah Chav Tes Amin Alf. Maybe Gemim Dina Seyem V'cholop, Oysa Shliach B'Bezdin U'Mashal Choy, V'Oymer L'Fneim V'Fanech L'Fanenechta. Then in such a case, if he gets sick, then he needs to make a Shliach in Bezdin. Why? Because he needs to say B'Fanei Nechta B'Fanei Nechta. Once B'Fanei Nechta B'Fanei Nechta is said in Bezdin, then in such a case another Shliach could be appointed. He would be called a Shliach Bezdin. Ve'in Shliach Achron Tzarek Shem B'Fanei Nechta B'Fanei Nechta Elo Oymer Shliach Bezdin Ani. All he needs to say is that I'm a Shliach Bezdin, and then the woman could accept the get, and the husband will not be able to be Ma'ar. Amru Le Rabbanan Lavimi Breid Rabbi Avo. Was told that Rabbi Avo had the following, was asked the following shliach. Shliach de shliach. Mashve shliach olo. When you have a case of a shliach sheni that was nasa bebezin. So Ruvain makes Shimon his shliach, and he says, b'fanechta bezin. Bezin appoints Shimon. Could Shimon appoint Levi as a shliach? Amalu, halo tibardachu. This, you shouldn't even ask as a question. Midiktani ain't a shliach achroin. We learned that the shliach achroin of Bezdin does not need to say fanechta fanechta. However, what do you see? Michlal demashvi shliach. That the halacha would be that he could appoint the shliach because he doesn't need to say b'fanechta fanechta. It doesn't say the shliach hasheni. It just says the shliach achroin. Could be that's Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, etc., etc. Elokiti boilechu. But when do I have the shaila? Kimashli shliach bebezdin. Could the shliach? Does the shliach need to be made in Bezdin? Does Shimon need to appoint Levi in Bezdin? Or afilu shaloi bebezdin? Or could Shimon, who is the shliach Bezdin, could he appoint another shliach outside of Bezdin? Amrulei, they said to him, halami boilon. This also is not a question. Midiktani elo imer shliach bezin ani. He, the last one we learned in our Mishnah, needs to say is a shliach bezin. So what do we see? He needs to be a shliach bezin. Pshuto kemashmo. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Masna Hachmir. Rav Nachman Yitzchak learned as follows. Amr le Rabbanu Lavimi Breid Rabbi Avo. Bon, he named Rabbi Avo shliach. The shliach kemashmo shliach bezin. Shaloi bezin. Our question we ask. Amr lu vitiboy lechu. Imashvi shliach ba'alma. Why don't you ask another question, a better question? As we saw earlier, can he make a general shliach? That also is not a question. It's not ena shliach ha'achron. Michlal de shliach, mashvi shliach. He can make another shliach. El kikom ibaylon bebezin shelo bebezin. But the shaila is whether it could be done in bezin. Just repeating the same thing we had before. Amelahu ha'namilot tibachu. That's not also. It's also not a shaila. Diktani elo imer shliach bezin. The last shliach has to pronounce he's a shliach bezin. So that means that Shimon needs to make him in bezin. Amar Rabba Shliach Eretz Yisrael Oisa Kama Shulchan. Rabba just added, but in Eretz Yisrael he could make a few shluchim, and it doesn't need to be done in Bezdin. In contrast to the halacha in Chutz Laaretz that the Gemara concludes needs to be done in Bezdin. Amar Rav Ashi in Meis Rishon Batlo Kulan. If the first shliach dies, then everybody is batal. The Gemara says, that's really strange. Amar Mar Bar Ravashi. Mar, the son of Ravashi, says, Hada Abba de Kanusihi. This that my father had said, that once the first shliach dies, then everything falls away. He must have said it when he was younger. Ilu meis Baal midi mishashi ispuhu. If the Baal dies, is there any significance of the shluchim that come afterwards? The answer, of course, is no, because you can't divorce the woman once the husband is dead. If that so, continues Mar Bar Rav Ashi, so then, kulu mikoach man kasu, the koach all the shluchim, where they come from, mikoach baal, the baal kasu, they come from the baal. So then, isay the baal, if the baal is alive, isno le kulu, then the shlichos could apply. They're not dependent on the first shliach. Even Levi, who was appointed by Shimon, who was appointed by Reuven, is dependent on the original appointment from Yosef, the husband. So, leis l'baal, less than l'kula. And only when the baal is no longer around, does everything else fall apart. Because I am late to learning with the Talmidim here in the Old City, we're going to stop today's daf over here. And Be'ezer Hashem, I hope for tomorrow to pick up with Ahu Gavra, three lines before the wide, on Chavtes on the base. This base of Hashem concludes Daf Chavtes in Maseches Gittin.